This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of March. So guess what, Jennifer? This is the last Thursday of March.
Why do you do this to me? It's depressing.
No, it's great because we're more into springtime, as it were.
I just want to appreciate the days, and you're checking them off. Come on.
No, I appreciate the opportunity to have something fresh and new that we can work on. Every day is a new opportunity. Every hour is a new opportunity. Every second. So let's see what opportunities we have for conversation. Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, Victoria has a personal issue, so we are raring to go with what we have put together here. Jennifer, what are the trending items that you found of interest and import?
Well, a couple of things going on right now. Remember yesterday there was some focus on Corey Feldman. And Corey Feldman, the former child actor, said that he had been stabbed and said that he was maybe even attacked with a syringe. That's the latest part of this story. And LAPD got involved with this because this was something that happened in Los Angeles. And LAPD actually said he wasn't stabbed or attacked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I've always thought he was a little off. Anyway, hasn't he had some serious drug... Both of the Coreys have had serious drug problems through their lives, have they not?
I think he's used... I don't remember him being, like, the serious drug guy, but he is telling TMZ now that he was driving home from dinner with his security guard when another driver began following him and driving erratically. He found himself boxed between two vehicles and essentially trapped. Then he adds that he was approached and violated with a syringe. The security guy mentioned that somebody is following us, the car speeds up, aligns itself with the passenger side of the car, and that's when all of this happened. The LAPD, however, says that Corey Feldman sustained minor injuries after being in some sort of car accident in Reseda last night. So this is kind of interesting that the police are sort of in violation, I guess, with what Corey
Feldman
is saying.
They don't agree. They don't agree. The story that Corey tells is not central. So he went to dinner with his bodyguard, or he went to dinner with somebody and he took his bodyguard with him. And why does he have a bodyguard? Why does he need, at this point in his career, a bodyguard?
Well, he's always said that he was one of the whistleblowers, one of the first whistleblowers on sexual harassers in Hollywood. He also said that there was a pedophilia ring in Hollywood, and he thinks that he's maybe disrupted the apple cart a little bit by calling people out. So, yeah, kind of interesting.
So have any women who've been involved in the Me Too movement needed to have coverage, needed to have bodyguards, needed to be protected because they outed people like Weinstein?
Harvey Weinstein. I don't know if some of those women have bodyguards. I'd imagine some of them do. I don't know if it's because they are afraid of retribution, but I'm sure they have some sort of security coverage.
Yeah. All right. So there's the Corey Feldman story. For those who are from an era that appreciated what they did, Corey Haim and Feldman. So what else do we have?
Two more stories that are trending right now. One is Chappaquiddick, and that's because the movie Chappaquiddick is coming out. There was a premiere last night in Hollywood, and this is a profile of the Ted Kennedy story with Mary Jo Kopechne back in from the 1960s, 1969, the summer. And this is now giving younger viewers the story who may not have been familiar with this huge controversial story that rocked the Kennedy family, the world of politics. And the story is that Ted Kennedy, when he was driving home, had this woman in the back of his car. She was drunk and dropped her in the drink, basically. He didn't stop to save her once he had this accident. He drove his car into Chappaquiddick.
And he went over the bridge and into the drink. So there are, yeah, those people who are my age, you weren't around then, but people who are my age.
I wasn't.
Remember it vividly. And there were the Kennedy protectors. There were the Kennedy deceivers, the Kennedy sycophants, the people who would, the Kennedys could do no wrong. And so they all gathered around and tried to do what they could. Ted Kennedy was a lying SOB, and he tried to take care of himself from the very beginning. His first thought was about him. The woman died in the car and didn't have to. The movie sets a tone not only for the whole Kennedy family, but mostly the focus is on the old man, Joe Kennedy, played by Bruce Dern. There are a lot of well-known actors in this movie. The story, I've seen enough of it so
just
that I
enough.
Can tell the story.
I guess the premiere was last night. I didn't know who the actors were. That's why. I know.
Yeah, the story I know. I started talking about it a long, long time ago on the radio and have talked about it since. And when I was doing radio in Boston, I was very unpopular because of my position on the Kennedys. The Kennedys, as I say, were they had their fingers into everything. Old man Kennedy had media connections, and they could do a number on you and your career. The brothers, all of them, from Joe Jr., who was killed. He was a pilot in World War II. Joe, the father, had been the ambassador to England and liked Hitler and wanted us to make peace with him. And then, after the war started, he wanted to protect his interests. Because remember, the Kennedys go back to the era of importation of booze. During Prohibition, old man Kennedy and his father set up all kinds of... you talk about Al Capone and some of the people that were well-known. Well, the Kennedys were never well-known, but they were still bootleggers, and they still made a lot of money buying moonshine from down south or what they could get imported from Europe. And from that time to this, the Kennedys have been able to either legally or illegally get seven... Well, what the token or the tax now is 7 cents. Every bottle of whiskey or scotch or anything that comes in here imported from Europe that is imported into the United States, the Kennedys get a 7 cent, call it a tax, whatever you want to call it. They get 7 cents on every bottle of booze that is sold in this country. That's where their money comes from.
Wow.
Have the kids made up for it? Joe, the third or fourth or whichever one he is, he's not that smart, but he's done a lot of good work. He was a congressman. Most every one of the Kennedys have at one point in time or another gotten involved in politics, and they win because of their name, not because they're smart. They just get anything that's Kennedy has this mystique around it. And the Kennedy family that exists today has done everything they can to stop this movie from being produced and released, because it regurgitates and brings back to the surface the relationship Teddy Kennedy had with John Kennedy's wife, with Robert Kennedy's wife, his own wife, and the family connections, how the old man just brutalized everybody. And there's a television show, is it this week, that highlights, we talked about it yesterday, the lobotomy that old man Joe Kennedy, there was one sister, Kathleen, was her name? It was Kathleen, I'm pretty
sure. Yeah, who wasn't quite right, right?
Right. Well, she was very sexually... The old man thought that she was a sexual deviant, when in fact he was the sexual deviant. But he had her lobotomized so that she wouldn't embarrass the family with her sexual proclivity. So she became an invalid and basically was a ward of the family for the rest of her lives. None of these stories were ever being told because it was Kennedy, 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 Kennedy. And the money that they had, that's how John won. He spent his money in Chicago dealing with award bosses and stuffing the ballot box and getting people, well, didn't get people to vote, but he got votes enough so that John Kennedy carried Cook County and won the presidential election. If he hadn't carried Cook County, he wouldn't have won. Nixon would have won. Mm. And Nixon knew it, and Kennedy, the kid, knew. He and Nixon had a conversation about what happened, and Nixon said, I'm not going to challenge this because it would destroy the country. So he didn't.
The Kopechne family, part of this story that's been trending is the Kopechne family is saying the truth has never come out. And so it'll be interesting to see if they feel some maybe vindication with the story being told with this movie Chappaquiddick that comes out this weekend.
Yep.
So. All right, finally today. Finally today, there's some good news if you like concerts. I think all three of us do. We like going to see live music. Going to concerts helps you live longer, according to new research. Good. A study says that live concerts could increase your well-being by 21%. This is a new study out of the UK, and it says that 20 minutes of a live concert can actually lead to a 21% increase in that feeling of well-being. Sure. Even more research says that going to live concerts directly links high levels of well-being with a lifespan increase of 9 years. This means that there could be a connection between attending concerts and how long you live. So if you feel guilty about buying those Bruce Springsteen's tickets, Dougie, just do it. Say it's adding 9 years to your life.
A seat. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, $100 a year.
Yeah. I tried getting in and it didn't work, but I have tried three or four times over the... It was last fall, early in the fall, when they announced the Springsteen production folks... this intimate concert that he does, and they had dates through December. So I decided I wanted to try and get a couple of the tickets, and did try, but it was ridiculous. The situation was such
that
you
could... I'll buy you a CD. It'll
never
be fine.
Yeah. I got the book about him. Anyway, but that's good. You know, I feel that way when I go to the movies. I love going to the movies. You know that. And mm-hmm. It feels that way. And you know what? Other things like that, like meeting your friends.
Whatever
for
works
dinner,
to end your stress is
going
to be good for you.
Meet you and your father when we have our breakfast meetings. It's a wonderful feeling. Whatever it is, the collegiality, the sharing, the forgetting about whatever else is going on in the world, all of that stuff is nothing but good.
Mm-hmm.
So do, if you have a proclivity for that, then do it. It's very cool. Speaking of proclivities, if you have a proclivity for enjoying putting your head on the pillow and closing your eyes and going to sleep, and who doesn't?
Yes, I love that part.
Jennifer loves that. And Jennifer also loves her MyPillows for that reason. You can explain, if you'd like, how it is that you arrange your MyPillow so that when you put your head on it at night, you go...
Yes, because I have a lot of stress, and because I'm going from job to job a lot of the times, my neck is, I carry a lot of stress in my neck. And I also am a sleeper that moves around a lot. I go from my stomach to my side to my back. And what I love about the MyPillow is that you just fold it to go into that crease that's usually left between your neck, the curve of your neck, and the bed that causes extra neck pain. It really does make a huge difference. I'm always folding it in half and shoving it into that crevice, and it works like a charm.
It's a great tool. Mm-hmm. Also, the pillows are made with 100% cotton.
They tell you to do that, by the way.
Yes, they do. They also tell you to wash and dry it. You don't get that from other pillows that are full of feathers or whatever else. Plus, they're backed, those pillows from MyPillow, they're backed with the 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. You don't have to worry. You buy them for whatever the reason. You may not like them. You want to exchange them. You want to get your money back. It's all good. MyPillow currently has a 4-pack deal. 50% off, 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 4 MyPillows, you heard right, for the price of 2. Act now. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and stop tossing and turning. Get a great night's rest with MyPillow. Save lots of money with the pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Some of the important entertainment news and music news here at 23 after the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer and Kara and I focusing on what you'd like to know. First, the review of last night's television. I saw a couple of shows. Jennifer saw a couple of shows. Jennifer saw Roseanne, and sounds like she liked it. What did you like?
Yeah, I know I'm a day off, and most of you have probably already seen Roseanne, but, you know, I watched one day behind because yes. I have to go to bed kind of early. Yes. So I watched Roseanne. It was 2 back-to-back episodes, and I have to say I really, really loved it, and I understand why it killed it in the ratings. This is the highest debut from a sitcom in years. They got
really?
18 million viewers,
wow.
And they've already been renewed for a second season. It's fun, yes. It's nostalgic to see all of the old cast members back, and they make some funny jokes about some of the changes they made with the cast members and things. So there's that level of nostalgia. But it reminds you of what Roseanne did for the country, and that was talk about important
issues.
Made us
laugh.
Yeah, made us laugh, but exactly right. Made us laugh, but talked about issues that are happening in real family. So the first episode, Roseanne's a Trump supporter. Her sister Jackie was a Hillary supporter, and they haven't spoken in a year because the political divide took apart their family.
Yeah.
And that was kind of an interesting element. They get back together at the end, but they're also dealing with topics like surrogacy, and there's a kid, one of Darlene's kids is a boy dressing like a girl. They're dealing with a lot of topics, but they're doing it in a humorous way, and they're not glorifying it. Like, they're not afraid to say, is it weird that he's dressing like a girl? And they kind of go back and forth.
Goodman's career has skyrocketed in all kinds of ways. How is he, as he fits back into the mold here? Because Roseanne hasn't done
great.
A lot, but Goodman has.
Right. Roseanne has done more behind the scenes. You're right.
Yeah.
Goodman's career totally skyrocketed, became an on-screen actor, but he's great. And actually, when you look at the cast, aside from the original Becky and the kid that played DJ, Sarah Gilbert and then Sarah Chalk, who played the second Becky, they've had really good careers for themselves, too.
Gilbert.
And Johnny Galecki, the boyfriend, is on The Big Bang Theory. He's supposed to be coming back to Roseanne. So they've all really grown from this show. There's no real slouches around there. So it's good. If you have a chance, check it out. I think everybody will like it.
I watched
what this country needs right now to bring everybody together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Designated Survivor. with Kiefer Sutherland. The story is well put together. I've always liked him. I think he's translated also into a very mature actor who leads and carries the show well. He's surrounded with good support. And his girlfriend, his wife was killed at the end of last season. And they brought in, is it Kim Ravers? Is that her name? Do I have that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Right. All right. So Kim Raver, who was his girlfriend on 24, is now his girlfriend on this show.
I think I didn't like her on 24 because I wanted to be Kiefer's girlfriend, but I can't believe he brought her to another show. Come on, Keith.
Yep, he brought her into the show. It really, and there's a comfort that you get if you were fans of 24. Some of the ways the show Designated Survivor has gone bring us back to that. For example, when you this is a spoiler alert. When you leave the show, this particular episode, there's a dirty bomb that's been placed somewhere in America. So
well, that's just it, is that they do this wink and a nod to the fans of 24.
Jack Bauer. I think that's why they've seen this show.
Yeah. Although I would say that this guy, that president, what's his name on the show?
President Tom...
Well, anyway, his character on Designated Survivor is much more human, and so I think he's even more relatable than Jack Bauer, who never stopped to pee when he was saving the world. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right, tonight on television, before we run out of time, Young Sheldon is new on CBS. That's at 8:30. Starting off the comedy block is the Big Bang Theory. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak will guest star again. Bill Gates will be on the episode as well. Big Bang Theory, CBS at 8. There's a series premiere called Siren on Freeform. That's at 8. Grace vs. Abrams is new on A&E. That's a series premiere. Nancy Grace taking on her latest, and she's going to be going after Dan Abrams is her cohort there. They'll take their squabble segments to A&E. They break down infamous cases. The first will be the Casey Anthony case. And, Dougie,
yes.
Major League Baseball, it's opening day.
Yay.
All around the country. Watch your local listings for all your favorite baseball games. They start today.
Tom Kirkman is his name. Maggie Q is in this, Cal Penn, a lot of really good actors. Okay, that's the story of 28 past the hour here on the DJV Show.
Parent-teacher conference. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you never have to get called in by the school district to have the most important parent-teacher conference of your child's life. You see, as your children's parent, you are also their teacher. You teach them about life. You are their teacher parent. And if your lessons are ever not going well, the two most important people you can meet with to improve the situation are yourself as your children's teacher and yourself as your children's parent. If you find yourself repeating the same lessons over and over, it's wise to be mindful of two things. One, it's certainly taken you multiple times to get many lessons in your own life. And two, if the way you're delivering a lesson to your child isn't working, then it's time to try delivering that message in a new way. Have the parent-teacher conference you need to have. Everyone is already present. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, debuting March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
About 34 after the hour here on today's designated survivor.
That's
the TV show. Well, I think we're all designated survivors in a manner of speaking. The DJV show, Jennifer Horn is a designated survivor. Kara Schillen is definitely at the helm of our control studio in Washington. Victoria has a personal issue. Hold a good thought for her and her mother. That's what's going on with her today and what's going on around the world. Well, let's limit this to the United States, Jennifer, for a minute, because it's okay. National Vietnam War Veterans Day. Special day set aside after the outrage of how Vietnam soldiers were treated when they came back, because that was such an unpopular war. So instead of having them feted on regular Veterans Day, day was set aside March 23rd, 1973, when the units, withdrew from South Vietnam. That was officially the end of the war. There were over 500,000 military personnel that was involved in Vietnam. And you know what? It started with Kennedy, and it lasted through two decades. If you go to 73 from 60. One, really, when we first started nosing around over there. So 12 years, and then a lot of soldiers stayed there for a while. 58,000 American soldiers were killed for nothing. Nothing. So today, around the country. A lot of veterans groups have commemorative events and speeches and lunches with Vietnam veterans as honored guests. Senator Pat Toomey and Joe Donnelly, Toomey's from Pennsylvania, Donnelly from Indiana, have introduced legislation to honor Vietnam veterans with a day on the anniversary of the withdrawal. Trump signed the Veterans Day Act last year, calling for flags to be flown for those who served. So this is very important to me because I lived in that era, through that era, and as a part of that era. And so for me, this became the rallying cry for those of us who are not happy with the government involvement, the military-industrial complex, and all of the wars that we've been involved in since that have basically been mirror images in just different parts of the world. The same thing in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we go into places that we had a good reason to go to Afghanistan, except that nothing was ever finished, and has become a real drain on us in all kinds of ways, monetarily, psychologically, especially with a focus on the men and women to a lesser extent, but the men who come back with PTSD, the outrageous inattention that's given to them, it's pretty damned outrageous, actually. So if somehow or other you come in contact with a Vietnam War veteran today, perhaps you give them a little extra special tip of the hat. It's also National Mom and Pop Business Day, honoring small business owners. Small business is such a vital part of our economy. And we have, it's interesting, because in the research that's done, you know, there's a company called Scarborough, and I don't tell too many stories out of school. It's not that it's out of school, but sometimes people, when I get into the weeds, a little story about radio and how we know who listens to the program. There's a company called Scarborough Research that does research into who listens and on radio, who watches TV, that sort of thing.
We find you. We dig
you
out.
Yeah, we do. Right. Well, but it's a good way for us to know about the quality, other than the quantity. It's good to know
who you're talking to. I would like to know who's the demographic, right? Are we talking to people under 25, over 25, over 55? Who is
a little
that?
Of all of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it starts at 25 and it kind of goes up from there. At any rate, the number of people who have small businesses, backbone of this program, a real core, more people listening to this program for whatever the reason who have business backgrounds. That's why some of the advertising that you hear is aimed at small businesses and business owners, because that's who's there. So a tip of the hat again to you. 27 million small businesses in the United States. How about that? 27 million small businesses. God love you. I'm a small business person, and Jennifer, so are you. Mm-hmm. We run small businesses. That's maybe why people have an affinity, because they know where I'm coming from.
Yep.
Hear me tell the stories. We're all, you know, we've all been there, done that. We've had a good time and we've had a rocky time. Rock, rock, rock. So, thank you for being there. And also, today is Pooh Bear Day. All right, boys and girls.
I love it.
We did a poo. Tubby little
tubby,
all stuffed with
love.
He's Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
I love Winnie.
Made his debut in 1926.
Wow.
I remember first and best about Winnie the Pooh was the author seeing the A.A. Milne, M-I-L-N-E, on, I don't know why I remember this, on the cover of the books.
Because it was a weird name. And
yeah,
I guess. It caught your attention. I remember it, too.
But such delight. Winnie the Pooh stories center on the tales around Christopher Robin and the animals, Pooh Bear and Eeyore,
Rabbit.
The donkey, and Tigger
donkey.
And Piglet. And didn't you love that donkey?
Yeah. Eeyore.
By the way, did you see this? I posted this. I think I'm pretty sure I posted it. Carrie, you can tell me if I got a post on my own Facebook page, but I think I posted it also on the DJV show, facebook.com/DJV show, the picture of a donkey in a snowbank. And there's a caption, somebody put a sign in front of him. This was, I posted on the first day of spring, and it was a big snowstorm, and there's like 3 feet of snow, and the donkey's there, and the sign says, "Welcome to spring." You bet your ass. And so I'll go back and look at it and see if that's right. If I didn't put it there, I will. So any recollections that you have, the house on Pooh Corner when we were very young?
There used to be, and I'll give you my Winnie the Pooh reference. I loved the book. Like, I had some Winnie the Pooh books.
Yeah.
But what I think was my favorite is when I'd come home from grade school, I would come to my grandma's house, which is now the house that I own, yeah. And I could watch TV for an hour, I think, before I did my homework. That was kind of like my recoup time, right? Yeah, and so she'd give me an hour to watch my homework, and I'd come rushing in. And I think it was from 3 to 3:30, and then 3:30 to 4 was Winnie the Pooh, and then Dumbo Circus. And for those of you that don't know, these were like not animated things. These were people in costumes who, I think, or it was maybe like puppets or something, but it was like a live action version of Winnie the Pooh and Dumbo Circus. And they would find themselves in various little conundrums and always work it out. And I used to love it. I remember that was like the thing. I wanted my dad to pick me up on time so I wouldn't miss Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. Well, and we've all had those stories. When I was a kid, television was actually just coming into its fair. There were three networks, actually only two, NBC and CBS, and the television was on, I believe, in the early 50s, late 40s, television was only on for like 10 hours a day, a couple of networks, and that was it. And as I was about the age that you were when you enjoyed Winnie the Pooh, there were three shows that it was exactly as you told that story. I remember getting home from school. Before I do my chores, I would watch. There were three shows that I could watch. The first one was Kate Smith, and The Moon Comes Over the Mountain was her theme. I remember that. Then there was Pinky Lee. Yoo-hoo, it's me. My name is Pinky Lee. And then there was Howdy Doody. It's Howdy Doody time. And that was it. That was all. And when I was done with that, out to the barn,
back to
work until dark, and that was it.
Yep.
And so we got Carrie's getting a kick out of all the moldy oldie memories. But they're fun things, and we all have them as we come along, kids that are of that. So, Kara, what do you remember? Do you have same kind of stories as Jennifer and I do about things that you look forward to? You get out of school, did you go home? And you had a device probably by that time, so you didn't need to.
Not when I was in, maybe when I was in high school, but not before that. Certainly not in elementary school.
So what do you remember about activity after school when you were in elementary school?
You know, we didn't watch a ton of TV. I didn't really watch, Saturday cartoons or anything. But I had two older sisters, and I was the youngest, so we would come home and go out in the backyard and play. Winnie the Pooh was definitely a part. I remember watching that when I was a kid. And I, like Jennifer, I also had a lot of the books and, little stories about nap time with, now I feel stupid. It's been so long since I've read any of it. But what's the baby kangaroo's name?
Roo.
Guess that makes sense.
Yeah, Roo.
And so I just had little books about that, and it was just always very sweet. And last year the movie Goodbye Christopher Robin came out, and I meant to see that. It's about the whole history of how the book and the series got started. I think it's actually kind of sad how it got started, but I don't know. I think everyone just has good memories associated with Winnie the Pooh. It's just a sweet story.
Hard not to like it.
Yeah.
Hard to find something not to like. Which is, by the way, the same thing regarding baseball. Today's the first day of the season. We'll talk about baseball and what's going on there in a couple of moments. First, let me introduce something that may change your life to your routine. It's GetTheTea.com, a website that you can go visit to get Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, unique blend made from all natural ingredients. Special formulas help support you with any kind of thing that's going on. You got indigestion, you got acid reflux, you got bloating, you have all kinds of things. You got too much gas. It's not a secret that I have a little extra here and there. And so getting on to Life Change Tea has changed. You notice Kara? See, Kara is the victim of it because when we're in our breaks, once in a while she'll hear me, and she's saying to herself, once in a while? But now on to this. It's settled me right down. The tea's Life Change Tea removes some of the secondhand smoke from your body as well. Nicotine help to keep the liver, the kidneys, the colon healthy. The herbs in their teas help to cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders in your entire digestive system. This is really something you should start your day. You want to have clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increase in energy. I know this all sounds amazing. You'll find that it is amazing. So visit the website, getthetea.com, and view the supplements that are there, the tea flavors, all the things they carry. It's getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship Get the Tea to you free. Get ready for more energy. I'm drinking it now every day. Less gas, more energy. That could be the slogan. Less gas, more energy. Getthetea.com. Use discount code DJV. Getthetea.com.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event? And beauty's biggest... Well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like 8 Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play.
All right, everybody's ready for baseball. Today, everybody is playing, which is kind of unique. And where are you with your friend Tim Tebow as we start the season, Jennifer?
Oh, he's right here. Say hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Well, good news for Tim Tebow. We thought he was going to be cut after a lackluster performance in spring training that led him actually tripping and spraining his ankle on a sprinkler in the outfield. But Tim Tebow will start the season with the New York Mets AA affiliate in Binghamton, according to the team. Tebow's entering his second season in the Mets organization, and he said in a statement that he's excited about his assignment to Binghamton. He said, I look forward to getting to play in front of the Binghamton fans and around the Eastern League. Tebow is now 30. He split last season between two levels of Class A, batting a .226 average with 8 home runs, 52 RBIs in 126 games. He also went 1-for-18 with 11 strikeouts in 7 games with the Mets Major League Club during spring training. Despite a disappointing run, Mets General Manager Sandy Alderson said he still thought Tebow would make it to the majors one day. Mm-hmm. And of course, Tim Tebow also brings in lots of fans.
Yes, he does.
So
the Yankees, speaking of fans, Yankee fans a little disappointed. Their beer will just look like ordinary draft beer as opening day has arrived. Social media teasing fantasy new art displays in the beer foam. But Major League Baseball warned the Yankees that a plan to display images of various players imprinted in beer sold at Yankee Stadium violates league policy. Of course it does. A media tasting event at Yankee Stadium this week showcased some of the new food and drink. Biggest innovation was technology that can imprint player likenesses into beer and coffee. The concession team showed images of outfielders that play for the Yankees, the Yankee logo and stuff. And that stuff is all licensed and you got to pay royalties and all that stuff. So... Major League Baseball, as usual, like all the officials in the NHL, kill the excitement for that anyway on opening game, opening day. But I don't think they kill the excitement for the game itself. 10 before the hour. Happy opening day.
J-I-N-T. J-I-N-T-S.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Three after the hour now on the DJV show, Tech Talk Time. Focus on how to find and delete the data that Facebook gathers on you. Facebook very much in the focus in terms of technology this week, so we'll get to that in a moment. Victoria's not here, so I'll go down that street after we focus on virtual reality. Virtual reality news coming out of Sony today. Company has sold more than 2 million PlayStation VR headsets since the product launched less than 2 years ago. And now Sony is selling the product at a more attractive price starting today. Andy Solomon would like you to hear how you can take advantage of this.
Sony announced a new price for its PlayStation VR headset at about $100 off suggested retail. PlayStation's Eric Lechter tells us why the company is making virtual reality an even sweeter deal.
PlayStation VR is unlike anything you've ever played. It transports users out of the living room and into a virtual game world. We've seen a tremendous response from gamers with more than 2 million units sold. We're lowering the suggested price to start at $299, so now even more gamers can get into the VR action at an even greater value.
What can we expect from PlayStation VR this year?
This year, it's all about the games. PlayStation VR has a deep catalog of more than 220 games, with 180 new titles expected to launch by end of this year. All of that content is a big part of PlayStation VR's success. Whether you like horror games like Resident Evil 7, fantasy adventure like Moss or Skyrim VR, or social sci-fi experiences like Star Trek Bridge Crew, there's plenty to keep you entertained.
For more, visit PlayStation.com.
The Geek Out.
Nest has again begun to expand its product line. To go along with thermostats, fire alarms, and security systems is now a camera doorbell and a smart door lock. Nest's new doorbell camera is called Hello, and it hits all the expected features. HD, night vision, motion sensing, streaming, but along with a Nest Aware account will do facial recognitions to tell you when somebody specifically arrives. The lock, in partnership with the lockmaker Yale, allows for remote arming of the door, but also for codes to be set for individuals, like a dog walker that can be created and deleted on the fly. The Hello video doorbell camera rings in at $230 and the smart lock at $250. Both will integrate with Nest's security system called Guard.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
All right, 56 after the hour to continue now, especially those of you who are worried about what personal information Facebook has gathered on you. There's a way to find that info and to delete it. So listen up. If you're focused on right now, the only way to access your private information is to go online to facebook.com, /settings. At the bottom of the screen, tap download a copy of your Facebook data. That's download a copy of your Facebook data, bottom of the screen, and click download archive. After you enter your password, it'll send all of the data to the email address connected with your Facebook account, which takes about 15, 20 minutes. You have to be on your computer, not on a phone, to access the information. A lot of people have expressed their surprise at what data Facebook was storing, from personal chats, deleted friends, events that you go to, photos, videos, and even contact lists with phone numbers of everybody stored on your phone, and friends who don't have Facebook accounts. So you can delete that if you go to download a copy of your Facebook data, then click download archive. Electing to delete a category takes it off the Facebook servers. Company says that just like deleting your account, it could take 90 days for the information to be completely wiped out from the servers, which I think is a load of you-know-what.
Yeah, and just an update, because I was looking on my Facebook page, and I couldn't see exactly where it was. When you go to your settings, you have to go under General and then Manage Account, and then on the very bottom in the left, there's a download a copy of your Facebook
data. All right, explain that again then, Kara.
Yeah, if you go to Facebook.com/settings, then you go to General and then Manage Account, and it's on the bottom left.
All right, so that's how you do it if you're concerned, as most of us are, even the unsophisticated users like me. You need to do something to clean that up. Maybe also interested to know that Ecuador has restricted the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. The internet access that he's had has been cut back following a number of tweets about the government of England. Assange criticizing Britain and other countries as they get rid of a lot of Russian diplomats. Question whether the Kremlin is actually behind the nerve agent attack in Britain. Ecuadorian officials said this violated an agreement the country made with him. He's now actually an Ecuadorian citizen, so a little slap for Julian Assange.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.